Welcome back. I'm Dr. Catherine Messagy, founder of Geode Blockchain and advisor to individuals, companies, and governments alike. And today I want to talk about how blockchain is redefining trust. Yes, I'm obsessed. Let me explain why. Trust is a very, very interesting word, and it's a very interesting concept in human relationships. Why do we trust? Trust, let me break it down for you like this. Trust is a measure of risk. If I trust you, it means I believe that there's a very low risk that you will betray that trust and work against me, right? If we have the same goals, then there's a very low probability that you will betray your own goal, which is the same as mine, and therefore I can trust you. Trust in human relationships has often been based on shared goals, and I still believe it is even in a decentralized world. And people talk about, in the decentralized world, they'll talk about trustless, right? Blockchain is trustless. I'm going to wave the bullshit flag on that one. Blockchain actually increases trust by reducing risk. So let me explain. And I've talked before in previous videos about how you actually have to have an enormous amount of trust in the people that you share a blockchain community with. And that's still true today. In a blockchain community, you have a council, you have some form of governance, you have validator and nominator nodes, people who are operating the nodes. You really have to trust these people, especially in the beginning of a project when it's young and you have a small number of nodes. You better know them, like them, trust them. I know where all my validators, I know where they live, I know who they are. I helped them create them and put them together. There's an enormous amount of trust in that they won't turn against that later. There's enormous trust when you do something as wild and crazy as Geode did by decentralizing marketing and letting the community do the marketing, not some centralized marketing entity. People thought, you're nuts. You should see the quality of stuff that's coming out of our community. It's amazing. That's trust. Trust. You're trusting them to make imagery, videos, posts, to speak about it accurately. Do they get it perfect? No. But they learn and they do better and they're amazing. It's been one of the best choices that we've made. Trust. It's a measure of risk. If I trust you to make a piece of marketing for Geode, what is the risk that you say something false or illegal? Oh my gosh, right? And it's that fear that keeps us tied to centralized entities and centralized management of different aspects. So in the blockchain world, we're really pushing the limits of how much can we decentralize by trusting the community. So how does blockchain help with that? Well, if trust is a measure of risk, blockchain comes in and reduces the risk. How? Because smart contracts are uncorruptible. They're not humans, right? They're not humans. They can't be turned against anybody. It's just a piece of code. And it's not an AI. So it's just a piece of non-AI code. So those smart contracts, they just send the money here under these conditions, send the data here under these conditions. They don't care who you are. It reduces risk by creating a social contract that is then codified in the code of the chain. For example, if a validator node chooses to try to act against the chain, to put in a fake transaction that didn't really exist, to try to take the chain over, to try to create a hard fork where none should exist, the code is already programmed to, number one, stop that from happening, and number two, ostracize that node from the network. Kick them out, woo, and don't let them come back. The code allows us then to trust other people who want to come in as validators and nominators. And the truth is anybody can do it. I don't have any centralized control over that. Nobody does. You want to start a validator? You want to start a nominator? No one can stop you. Grab some coin and get in here and do it. And we can trust you because the code reduces the risk. So the code reducing the risk means that my measurement of risk is low, which means my trust is high, right? Risk down, trust up. The same with smart contracts. The smart contracts themselves, which are sort of governing the apps that are on the system, right? Whether that's private messaging, market, social, resumes, etc. Those smart contracts are just code. They do what they're told. And they're locked down, so nobody can change them. That reduces risk. So there, you have zero risk of centralization in that case. So reduce risk, increase trust. And so this software, decentralized software that is locked down, even the chain, only the community can choose to change it, reduces risk and therefore increases trust. So it has allowed us, what does that look like in the real world? It has allowed us to open the doors to the world, let everybody in without this perceived high risk that they will harm the system or the community, right? Let people in to run validator nodes. Let people in to run nominators. Let people in to help with the coding. Let people in to help with marketing and to create marketing and get the message out there. Let people in to run local events around the world. Let them in and trust. Because the blockchain system and the smart contracts are there, reducing the risk, and therefore you can increase the trust. Because that's all trust is, a measure of risk, and our risk is low. Is this terrifying when you first started? Yes, absolutely it is. Incredibly terrifying. Because we grew up in a centralized world that says do not trust. We grew up in a centralized world where you were taught to only trust centralized authorities. But those centralized authorities, a lot of them are exploiting you. So how founded was your trust really? So we get burned and we learn to be more accurate in how we measure the risk in something. And this is a really interesting merger of human behavior and technology. You have to reduce the risk to increase the trust. And the only way you can really decentralize things is by really jacking the trust really high, which means you've got to get the risk really low. So you use the software to reduce the risk, and therefore you can increase the trust, decentralize, allow it. And it has been amazing, amazing to watch. So this is why you see in decentralized projects like Geode, truly decentralized, truly community-centric projects like Geode, it's not trustless. It's actually incredibly high trust because it is not riskless, but incredibly risk reduced because of the software. So that is reshaping the interpersonal trust that we're willing to have each other with each other as humans in the community. They have to trust me. I have to trust them. We all have to trust each other. And it's increasing. When you increase trust, you increase the level of collaboration. And we all know that when you increase collaboration, amazing things can happen, right? We can do more together as a community than we can as individuals. So the technology reduces the risk. That increases the interpersonal trust in the community. The interpersonal trust goes up. The collaboration goes up. Awesome things happen. And that's the point I want to make today. Blockchain is not trustless. It's the amplification of trust through the reduction of risk. And that's why it's amazing. And that's why decentralization is here to stay, because we as humans, we need each other. We need interpersonal relationships. We need collaboration amongst each other as people. And this technology, oddly, is the way that that happens. So join us. If you don't have a Geode account, make sure you make one. Put your thoughts below. If you're part of the Geode community, I'm talking about you. This is such an amazing project to be a part of, and I'm so glad that you're here. Thank you for your trust in me, the trust in the Geode code, and for being there in this amazing collaboration. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you on Chain.